Okay, first of all, thank you very much for inviting us today. It's a pleasure for me. It's a pleasure. It's an honor. And I never expect to be in front of you today. Because 1 year ago, if you asked me 1 year ago if I'm going to be here, I really don't believe it. It's like, no, it's crazy. Me in London? Never. Not because I don't like London. It's because for me it was impossible.
What happened a year ago today?
Oh, yes, this is the next that I'm going to say. Because it's special that today we was talking about new beginnings. We stay talking about new beginnings. Because 1 year ago, this day is our first anniversary to go together. Yeah. Hey. Oh. Thank you.
When we went to bed last night, we were like, wow, this is crazy to think that this time last year we weren't even together, and now we're married.
Yeah. And yes, so that was a crazy year of new beginnings. So, we're going to start to talk about new beginnings and what God can do, even if we don't believe in the things that God wants to do with us. So, first of all, we're going to explain with a sketch, thank you. Sorry for my English. a sketch or what maybe we think that God can do in us, and then what God really wants to do with us.
Okay. You might have seen this already, but we wanted to show you what we're basing our idea on. So, we're also going to do this in Spanish to test you and give you a little bit of extra learning. Some of Spanish is quite similar to English, so I'm hoping that you're going to work with me on this and that you'll be able to guess what some of these things mean. So, we're going to talk about the red zone first. Who can guess what those Spanish words mean? Yeah! Okay, basically the idea is that this circle is our life and the red zone is the comfort zone. Comfort sounds like quite a good word generally, doesn't it? But what we're going to define this today as is the area that we stay in because we know it. Sometimes that's comfortable and easy. Sometimes it's comfortable and it's painful. So we're talking about new beginnings, which means going forward from where we are now. So what is where we are now? Basically, for some people, that will be a pretty painful place. And some people, they'll be like, kind of coasting along fine. And some people will be a great place. But wherever you are now, that area of, I know how to live this, that's your comfort zone. So what we're going to do is we're going to explain this sketch of how to start a new beginning, and Pipe is going to illustrate it with what happened in this last year. So Pipe, tell us about your comfort zone.
Okay, my comfort zone was, for example, when I was sitting as you in the church a Sunday, and then going to start to talk me about step out, go to a mission, for example, or go to speak about Jesus with different people that I really don't know, or go to a different country. And I really know that God is faithful and God is amazing, but he can do these things with me. And like every Sunday, if you come like frequently here, you used to hear things about God, the things that God wants to do with you. And you said, yeah, it's nice. This couple is talking about the dreams that they had, but what about me? So my comfort zone is, okay, I know that God is nice. I know that God is faithful, but maybe I don't really believe that God really wants to do things with me. So I'm going to stay here, comfy, in my chair, in the bench of the church. Like, yeah, it's nice. And I know that I have maybe some English, but wow, what if I commit a mistake talking in English? Or what if maybe it's a dangerous place? I don't know anything about England or about something else. So no, maybe it's better to stay here. And this is my comfort zone. This was my comfort zone.
And what we sometimes do in the comfort zone is we tell ourselves why we should stay in the comfort zone. And often those things are lies. So, Pipe, what were some of the lies that you were telling yourself as to why you should stay in the comfort zone? So, for example, that you were Colombian. And what does that mean?
Okay, for a Colombian, go abroad is a challenge. I mean, all the family going to be super happy if you go to another country. So, go to England means visa. Means Colombian, cocaine, impossible. So for me it was difficult, for example, the visa stuff is like, oh no, it's impossible. So they like, no, if I don't want to be rejected, it's better that I'm maybe you stay here, thank you.
Okay, the next area, this could test you, because this is a little bit more tricky. So if anyone does speak Spanish in there, out there, we might need your help. The next zone, what the heck does that say? Apprehension, no. Good guess, but no. Apprenticeship, ooh, that's kind of along the right lines. Learning, someone said learning, but oh, it's James, because James came out to Colombia and spent some time with C-Notes. Okay, this is the learning zone, aprendizaje, you say it like that. A J in Spanish, you say like a H. That's aprendizaje. And this is the area where we step out and we start to explore new areas of life and thinking, oh, maybe I don't have to stay in what I thought life could, like, should be. Maybe there are other areas that I could explore. So learning a new language, going traveling, visiting another culture, going to do some more studying, further studying, or changing a job or something like this. So these areas are areas where you start to say, oh, life could be a bit bigger. So it starts to take us up to the edge of what we define as life. So Pipe, how did you start stepping out onto that?
Okay, I met Abby. Thank you. I met Abby. And I said, and we started to talk about maybe get married. Woo. That and I said, okay, what if we go to England and get married then? And then you are here in the edge, seeing maybe the world is bigger than I expect. Maybe gonna be like something amazing. And Abby started to talk with me about, okay, look these people that made the step, that do the step. Look these friends. Look at me, because I was here, I was working for 5 years in Colombia. So that, look at me. If I can do it, you can do it too. And I'm like, okay, I know it. I know. I learned that maybe can be possible. So we start to talk about visas and about how expensive it is and all the process and all the documents that you have to put together. And it's like, okay, I learned how to do it. But then it's like in my mind saying, oh, it's impossible. In my heart, you know that God have things like to you. You know that God give you promises. And my mind said, no, please don't jump. Please don't jump. And I'm like, ugh, my heart knows that God is telling me that I have to go. That impossible is nothing for God. But I'm going to believe in these promises. So I was like learning how to do it. Like reading once and once again the promises that God gave to me and God gave to us as a couple. And then is the next zone.
So an important part to flag up in this is that testimony is a really, really important part of a learning zone. This is like a psychological, little simple psychological model. But if we're translating into the church and what we do in the church, if we don't share story of how God has encouraged us, then we could be limiting someone else's learning zone. So I'd already walked that journey of going into another culture, learning another language, fighting to get a visa, etc. And I shared it with Pipe, and so he started to see it can be done. But as he says, he had to then come up to the edge. And this is when it starts to get difficult, because this, get ready for your next Spanish challenge. Did it come up? No. Okay, what do you think that one says? The panic zone. Because as Pipe used this stage very aptly to illustrate, you come up to the edge and you've got to make a decision. What do I do? Do I jump? Or do I stay on my nice platform of life where I can move quite freely between learning a little bit and then retreating to my comfort zone where I can rest and I can think, oh, phew, it wasn't too difficult. I had to jump, stepping out again, learning a little bit more and coming back to rest. But never really having to take a leap off the edge into what we have no idea is out there, into the great unknown. And what I love about this image, slightly flawed by the fact that a screen has an edge, but where is the edge of the panic zone? It's not there. There isn't an edge. When we've got that nicely defined area of comfort zone and learning zone, we know it. We define it. We can control it. But once we jump off the edge, it's unknown. It's so big that we can't define it. And that's why it becomes this panic zone and people come up to the edge and they think, oh, I don't really know if I want to do this. And they retreat because it's a huge jump for a lot of the situations that we face in life. So people, tell us a bit about your panic zone.
Yeah. Okay. We have these plans that we're gonna go together. That's nice. And then we're going to get married in England. So we have to start to plan, and Abby's family start to look for a place, and all these plans are running, but we don't have the money, and I don't have the money, and I don't have the visa. So, okay, this is a little bit risky, to be honest, because what happened if said no? The embassy said, okay, I'm glad that you're gonna get married, but no, thank you, we don't gonna give you the visa. That's gonna be a little bit awful, but okay, we decide to, doesn't matter. God give us a promise, and we're going to believe in God's words. And we're going to start to step by step, put all the things together, all the documents together. And really, it's a panic zone. Definitely, it's a panic zone. I was afraid what's going to happen, that I don't have in control of everything. And then we're going to go back to Colombia after all the story. And I don't have a job there. We don't have a house there. We don't have a lot of stuff there. But we have to believe in God. God has amazing things. And when I arrive, okay, I'm start jumping. So let's do it to the next.
I'll tell you what, one thing that made panic and Pipe panic was that we were praying a lot about this visa, because it's not easy for Colombians to get visas to come to England. We've got friends who've had visas denied. And so both of us were a little bit in a panic zone, and we were praying a lot about this. And one day Pipe said to me, "We're praying about this and we're trusting God that we don't get it. If we don't get it, will that make you question whether we should be getting married or not?" So you can see, like, this was a big deal for him, like, well, for both of us, because we were facing, like, this could, like, totally change our life, the answer that we get. So it's a big panic that you're not in control of. You just have to hand in your papers, pay a heck of a lot of money, and then just hope that the embassy will be guided by the hand of God and give you the visa. But what happened? We think that this is a panic zone. And if you're only thinking of what can go wrong, then yes, it could be a panic zone. But what happens when we do it trusting in the verse that we read earlier in Isaiah 43 and in Revelation 21? I am making all things new. I am making all things new. That actually transforms our understanding of the panic zone into
dun, dun, dun.
The, who can translate the Spanish? The magic zone. You see, Spanish is really difficult. Okay, this is a psychological model, so they've used the word magic zone, but I'm going to say that that's the magic of God, or the mystery of God zone. This is the zone where God says, "Now I can take over. Thank you very much." And if God created the whole world, then what can he do with one life? I mean, his potential in your life is spectacular. We cannot define it. We cannot put limits on it. That's why this little image is so good, because there are no limits to what God can do in your life. It's so exciting. So there we were thinking, oh my goodness, if we don't get the visa, should we even be getting married? Is this relationship right? And what does God do? He says, "I can do what I want to do with you now. Thank you very much." Uh-huh. And so Pipe is going to tell you some of that.
Yes, and it's because when I don't have the opportunity to put my confidence in my own strength, when I have to release all the knowledge that I have, all the things that I think that I have but I really don't have, to step out to the mystery and see, okay, God, I don't have anyone, any nothing else like you. You are the only one that I have. So just God, it's your problem now. Basically, like, God, I'm going to give my life to you and completely. God, I'm your hands. I can't do anything else that put my confidence in you. And then the magic zone appears is when the things start to solve, the visa arrived, all the things get well, and I'm here. But also it's about that this point of confidence in myself. God, take me and put me in the place that he really need that I be. Yes? Yes, you understand me? that God put me here in the place that exactly He wants to say, okay, you have to take confidence just in my promises and in me, not in your own strength. And this is the main point of the panic zone. And then gonna give you the things that He wants to give you just if you say, okay, it's not my deal, it's your deal, God. It's not in my strength, it's in your strength, God.
So as you can see, we're here, and God filled in all the little details along the way, from being able to walk through on the British passport immigration queue instead of the foreign passport immigration queue, like just all these extra details that we hadn't even thought of, to big significant things, like He also gave us through someone an incredible financial gift so that we were able to bring Pipe's parents and brother over, who would never have been able to dream of being able to come over because they're not from a wealthy family at all. So we were able to have the whole family here with their visas for the wedding. It was just an amazing time of God just showing His abundant blessing and saying, I'm in this, I'm going to bless this, my favor is on this. And as we let go of control and let go of our limits and our defining of how things should be, He said, good, thank you, because now I can show you how much bigger my plan is for you. It was just so exciting. It was such an amazing journey of God revealing, when we step out and do things in His way, He can make all things new. Okay, do you want to mention
Yes.
Isaiah 43?
This is the old sketch again. So think about your comfort zone. Think about your learning zone. And think about your challenges in this year, all your plans that you have. And let's remind Isaiah when God said, see, I'm doing a new thing now. It springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. And the Old Testament is full of stories about the Israel country, Israel group, Israel, the Israelites, thank you. The Israelites, when they need water and God give water to drink, they need food and God give manna, is the same in manna. Manna and also birds, and God give everything once and once and once again. It's a proof that God is faithful. Just we need to trust in Him. But it's not just a story. That can be applied for your life, for every single problem of your life. I'm not going to say that it's going to be easy. For me, it was not easy. And not going to be easy for you too. But God is faithful at the end. God is faithful. So this is an example of, hey, I'm going to be there. Doesn't matter if it's difficult. Doesn't matter if it looks impossible. I'm going to be with you. Doesn't matter if the problem is the most biggest problem in your life. God going to be with you. The challenges that you're going to face this year, God going to be with you. Is difficult? Yes, it's difficult. Jump? It's easier when I talk now here. But when I was in Colombia, jump was difficult. But God going to be with you. So Isaiah is an example of that.
So how do we know that God is going to be with you? Because sometimes we hear other people's stories and we think, it's not happening for me. And that's one of the hardest journeys to walk. It's happening for everyone else and it's not happening for me. People had to face that challenge. I've had to face that challenge with my own story. For me, my story, in a nutshell, was that I'm the oldest of four, and all my three brothers and sisters met and married their girlfriend and boyfriends of when they were 18. And I was like, what the heck happened to me?
Mary is delayed.
Pipe was waiting for me. but I had to take this jump into the unknown of going on mission as a single person, thinking I'm probably writing off my chances of being with anyone. But I was 30 and I was like, I just want to do something. Like I had hit the 30 milestone. And I was like, I want to just face a challenge. So I jumped off. I was like, God, you better catch me. And fortunately, like the little diagram, I found out that when you jump into the magic of God zone, He does give you wings and you are able to fly. In fact, I think, oh no, is it on this one or the next one?
Yes, the next one.
Oh no, pants. You didn't see that. but I had to face that challenge and jump as well. We all have to face our own challenges and jump. How do we know, for me, this is going to work? Da-da-da. Oh, come on. Oh, why isn't it? There we go. Revelation says, I'm doing a new thing. And then straight away it says, it is done. This isn't something we have to question. It's not something that we're like, I don't know if it's going to work. It's like this pleading with God. God, please help me, please help me. And he might do it or he might not. It is done. And then he says, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. That means he is for all eternity. He was there at the beginning. He's going to be there at the end. And it is done. Through the resurrection power of Jesus, we can see that it is done. And we sang even today when we were singing that song, I believe in the resurrection. I believe we will rise again. Okay. So some of that refers to the fact that when we die, we will rise again and we will be with Jesus. But the kingdom of God is about here and now, not just for eternity, which means that some of that power of it is done is filtered into our lives right now. And that is what a new beginning is all about, is us saying, it is already done and I am here in it. How does that look for me here today at the beginning of 2016, stepping out and saying, God, I'm going to face a new beginning? That could be a million different things. If we took a little sort of vote across the church of what issue that could face, it could be to do with money, it could be to do with jobs, it could be a partner, it could be children, it could be a difficult relationship with a family member, it could be a feeling of a burden of unforgiveness, it could be a million things. But saying to Jesus, I'm going to walk this journey with you, is when the new beginning unfolds and Jesus is able to show his power. Okay. There's one more thing that we want to say, which is, as we were planning this, was a bit of a revelation. And I was a bit shocked by it, if I'm honest. And we're going to go back to the passage in Revelation 21. And it's the last verse. Verse 8. It says, but the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. I don't know about you, but I'm not entirely sure what I think about hell, and I'm not going to go into a theological discussion about hell, but somehow we have this idea of hell being a terrible place, and people who are murderers, idolaters, liars, sexually immoral, etc., are going to end up in hell. What shocked us when we read this was the first person who's mentioned is going to end up in the lake of fiery lake of burning sulfur are the cowardly. We were like, oh my gosh, who are the cowardly? I was a cowardly. Yes. I was the person who was going, I don't want to jump off. But guys, like, this is quite serious. This is saying, if we don't take that risk and jump, it's not just that we're going to limit what God will give us. What we are going to experience is so terrible in comparison to the life that God has given us that it's like hell. It's like the lake of burning sulfur. I was gobsmacked when I read that. I don't think I'd really realized how sinful it is to not take that leap of faith and say to God, okay, I'm going to trust you and you alone. I'm going to make that jump into the unknown and say, whatever happens to me, we say in Spanish, pase lo que pase. Whatever happens to me, it happens to me. Whatever happens, I'm going to trust you and I'm going to walk the journey that you give to me. Because sometimes, let's be honest, that journey is not the journey that we necessarily expect. What God gives to us might not be what we hope for. Certainly when I went out to Colombia, I have to be honest, I didn't think that I was going to end up meeting the most handsome man in the planet and marrying him. I was like, okay, God, if your life for me is that you're calling me to singleness, I'm going to do it. So at the age of 36, I didn't expect to end up getting married to you. But we have to take that really seriously. This is like God saying, if you do not take that jump, this is going to be terrible for you, and I don't want that for you. What I have for you is so good. It is so exciting. Please jump, and then I can show you the wings that I've already given to you.
It's also, we want to pray to end, and in order that you think the challenges of this new year, and think in your comfort zone and say, okay, God, I'm going to trust in you, and let's see if I can fly. I'm sure they're going to finish the story with a smile, saying, don't worry, that's all going to be okay with me. So we want to pray.
Jesus, thank you so much that you are so good, that your resurrection power has already established that it is done. Your resurrection power is already at work in us. And Jesus, sorry, because so often we don't really realize how powerful that resurrection power is. And we get so caught up in everyday life of work, of family, of home, of transport, of food, of whatever it is, and we forget to step out and to say to you, God, I'm going to trust in you in this issue, whatever it is. And Lord, I just pray that as we start this new year, that you would remind us to step off the edge of what we've defined as life and to open our arms up to you and to let the wind of your Holy Spirit catch us, take us up and catch our wings and take us up into that magical zone, that mysterious zone that is you, your Holy Spirit at work in us, showing us the life that you have planned and created for us. Wherever that might take us, whatever that brings us, whatever challenges, whatever joys, that we would take it up, face it, and run with it and experience the joy of your favor over us as we do it. Thank you, Lord, that you are making all things new. This is your promise to us. And today, we claim that promise and we make a commitment in our hearts to say, we will live that. I believe in the resurrection. I believe we will rise again. You are making all things new, Jesus. Thank you. Amen.